Manfredi, and he will be talking about Link Zamba to cloud storage. Sounds like an end-user compatible talk. I mean, it sounds interesting.
My name is Fabrizio Manfredi for Holman. This presentation is divided in two areas. The biggest one is how to use Zamba in the cloud, or better, the advantages and disadvantages of cloud, and a small update on Zamba Management Console. First of all, a small advertising, my company paid for come here, that I have to show a little bit about my company. My company name is Zerpew. Zerpew is an Italian company founded in 1994, but today we work around Europe, in special way in the north of Europe. Unfortunately, at the moment we closed the Libya branch because, you know the war. I know the office is still, the building is intact, but no people want to go there. We work in four areas, consulting, solution, application management, and service. I work primarily in application management and solution for ISP. This is my primary work. The goal of the project, we started about 1 year ago to think a new storage system for the company and also for some customers. And the requirement or the goal of the project was to be inexpensive or better, to reduce the cost because the storage have a high cost, to share information from different branches spread around of Europe. Don't put limit in the size of the storage. And also another idea was the disaster recovery, to save the data somewhere and you be sure to recover in a fast way. All these requirements must be matched with the new storage have to be, or better, without changing nothing in the infrastructure present at the moment, and in special way in the past. Then we start to discuss what we can use, network-attached storage, or storage as a network, a bunch of servers spread around. We use some application to synchronize the data, and so on. At a certain point, someone said, why not cloud storage? And in the first time, we thought, what is for cloud storage? I check on Wikipedia, and I think in Wikipedia is not completely clear about what is a cloud storage. For me, it's more simple to say is something in outside of your company. It's a space outside of your company. You don't care about what kind of technology. You don't care about how many machines, where is, how many bandwidth, and so on. Then, what is the advantage of this approach? You have unlimited space. You can increase your space without problem because it's not a hard drive space. No, it's a service. You pay only for the space that you use. Then if I use 1 terabyte, I pay 1 terabyte. For example, if you buy a storage, you have to think what is the maximum space that you need because you have a maximum number of hard drive. Then if you need a lot of space, you have to move from entry point or entry-level solution to middle or high-end solution only for the space, but sometimes you don't need all the function of enterprise solution. In this case, you use only the space that you need. And also the availability, reliability, load balancing, administration is not your problem. It's problem of the service. On the other hand, the big question is the security of your data, because it's spread around and you don't know where. And also the performance, because you are internet connected. It's quite different internet and local network. And you have also another problem. You move the problem of availability to the service, but you have the problem of availability of your network. Then, How it works, what is the basic idea? It's quite simple. No, we have a cloud, we have an internet connection, we have a fuser that is that can talk, because we will see in the next slide how works a fuser. We have a Samba as a gateway, and we have the normal or usual or common software for backup, for copy. That's the tools that you use every day. You change nothing. But you have a long change. This is probably a problem. Yeah. On the other hand, the solution is, no, this slide explain a little bit better. No, you have your client, your server. You have a standard communication protocol that you use every day. You have a system, or more than one system if you want, with Samba that control the identity, the access management, and so on. This is a identity control. It's also the translator, because they translate a local file system to a network file system. The big question is, what the cloud storage? The question is, what can I use for cloud storage? Yeah, in the first time, we thought to use HDFS by Hadoop. We use Hadoop since 2007 for log storage. And we thought in the first time to move also the file system, the common file system of the user file to Hadoop. How it works? In a quite simple way, you have two kind of system. One is a name node where all metadata is stored, and you have a data node where the chunk of information is stored. The data node spread around to many systems and take care about replication. Then you can use a very common hardware, inexpensive hardware, because the replication and a high availability is made by application. You can see that the client, in this case, talk with the name node, receive the information, and in contact directly the data node, and can transfer in parallel all the chunk. That means you have a good speed for read. The replication is handled directly by the data node, is not handled by the client. This is one solution, but this means you have to set a lot of machine, you have a lot of administration tasks, and so on. Another solution is to acquire the service. Yeah, we thought about S3 because it was the first, and it's quite simple to integrate and have a good design, or better, they designed it for to provide 99.99 and so on. And you can talk with a REST interface, that means HTTP, that means you don't need VPN or specific peer-to-peer connection for a different branch. And today is present in S3 100 billion of objects. That means, or better, seems to work very well. Okay, what the difference of normal file system to Amazon? On the HDFS of Hadoop, you have a file system interface, more or less. On the S3, you have a complete different approach. It's more application approach, because you have a bucket that is a space. In this space, you can store object. It's more simple to think about a hash table. You have a key with the data. It's working this way. You ask a key to the S3, and the S3 give you the data of this key. The key is the object name. With the object, you can connect some metadata, and you can also customize the metadata. But it's more or less a simple hash table. You put an object with a name. The name of the object is the key, and when you retrieve, you need the key. This is very, very simple. Perhaps too simple. Okay, then the life of the two condition is one side we have a file system, and on the other side we have a more application interface. And how can connect? We use Fuse because it's quite simple and stable, and it's simple to implement new interface. How it works? The idea is read for me that you have your command go to the VFS of kernel. You have a small piece that is present on all distribution of Fuse that remind. Send the request in the user space. You implement the request in user space. Read, write, change permission, and so on. All the operation is very similar to Samba VFS. No, that you have to implement the call. No, that's and everything in user space that you don't have problem to work with the kernel, you don't have panic, you don't have to put panic in the kernel, and so on. But the big question is how to translate the two words. Yeah, on one side we have bucket, and for me on the other side we do this map. On one side we have bucket, on the other side we have mount point. The key of objects are file, and the key is the name of the file. The problem is the directory. In the S3, you don't have concept about directory. In this case, we create an empty object. Also, on S3, you have a very simple authentication and equals ACL mechanism. Then we put the information, the metadata information of the file, like last changed, owner, permission and so on in a custom field in the Amazon that because you can specify that it's free, you can write 1 kilobyte of information. And we use another function of S3 that for us is very important, the MD5. All the time you talk with S3, the S3 send you the MD5 of the object that you can immediately understand if the file is changed, and then you speed up the cache. And also we use a remote command of S3 for local operation like rename, move, and so on. For example, if you have a block device, you mount iSCSI. When you copy a file, the file is transferred to the machine and goes back. In this case, when you move or rename a file, you have a remote command that no transfer data is made on the wire. Why Samba is important for this project? Yeah, because the authentication mechanism and also the ACL of S3 is very poor, and what happened? Samba is a gateway and also create a trust channel between this local system to the S3. Then Samba make the translator and chiefs or by the SMB, but control the permission of the file, the permission of the user on the share, handle the locks because we don't have locks in S3. And also authentication, that you don't change nothing on the client side, but all this function is handled by Samba. We try a small experiment. Yeah, we have. I wrote. You don't see nothing. Why not? Yeah, it's much better. Hello. Okay. I have to change. It's better to change for me. 1 second. Okay. I wrote a small S3 daemon that we don't use the daemon of, or rather the service. In this case, I have wrote a S3 service. Oh, no. will be used by another one. Yeah. This is a command line S3. Yeah, S3. No, there is some dead process somewhere. Because unfortunately I have a hard drive problem, and I had a crash on, we try. Seems to work now, I don't know why. Okay, in this case I do a list of bucket. No. Then I have two bucket. I can create a new bucket, MB, S3, new bucket. Okay, bucket is created. We can see the bucket. We can sync information in the bucket. For example, sync, I want to load all the this local directory to the new bucket. All the information are stored. This is all the communication and so on. What happened on the Unix machine? Now we can see that's, or better, one step back. We can now watch what we have inside my new bucket. New bucket. All the files present in the S3 directory. No, this is a command line interface that is quite simple. Yeah, my local file to S3.
Okay.
I copy a small part of my.
Yeah,
yeah, but with a command line. Well, with a common S3 command line, not file system. This is okay. I can mount this bucket on my Linux machine. I am in a Linux machine. This Windows I am connected in the Linux machine. This is a Ubuntu, more or less. Okay, with the Fuse, I have a special module that I have to find. Okay, I define the bucket name. Oh no, please, not this one. Mount. This is another bucket. I have a different bucket. Okay. New bucket. Mounted. Now I can change directory. S3. I see all the file. Yeah. I don't access on read all the file because when I do the command line, I don't have the metadata. Because the decision, the design to put some information in metadata is an application layer. That the application have to use the same mechanism. On this case, if I use touch new file, the new file is correct. No, what's happened if a mount now we. I am on a Ubuntu machine that mount my S3 on my laptop. Now I can try to mount the Ubuntu share from Samba. Then I can do that. Oh, one moment. Yeah. Edit. No. Okay. This is connect to the folder. No, connect to the folder, connect to the server. My address. We hope. Okay. Samba asked me credential, give me the share, and mount the share. We have a lot of operation. Unfortunately, the it's too small, my display, that we don't see all the operation in.
But where are all the other files? There's only one file.
Yeah, or better. I can see all the file, but I don't have permission because I don't set the permission, the metadata permission. But I can do that. I am in my MacBook. I mount the share S3. I see only one file because Samba can't read the other file because can't read all the information, all the stat file information. But this is I mount in read only that I can change. But anyway, you can change, you can write in a simple way. That you have a connection directly to S3 through a Windows machine with SMB, and you can use your backup system, or you can use is a share for you. This is a basic idea. Unfortunately, you can see that all the operation is a network operation. No, this is I can find some file for some reason. I can change. Okay, I can change. Where is? Okay. We can mount another directory, for example.
Busy,
because I am inside. Okay, we can mount bucket one. Okay, it's not empty, right? Three. Okay. S3. Here I have more file. It's another test with more information. We can change file owner with utils, for example. Oh, yeah, right. We can see the command that we receive. I receive this operation behind. Then on the front end, I have I change the owner. And now I can mount anyway in through Samba. This is a small example, and you can understand it's quite simple to implement this solution. Okay, let's just go back. Well, yeah. Some configuration. You have to use the S3FS fuser. We had some change. We changed some parameter and put some control, more control, but it's quite stable. You have to tune the connection timeout, read-write timeout, reprise, in a special way use cache, because you can store all the information in a separate directory and write back only when you finish, when you close. That speed up a lot of all operation. And you can also make a small filter on information on your S3 with a prefix, that's all the file that contains something. That's you can create a filter in a certain way. On the fuse, you have to enable allow other user, and perhaps it's a good idea to put kernel cache option. On the Samba, you have nothing to do. You have to define a simple share with the path of the mount point. No other things. Yeah, is a good thing that OPLocks is handled, and all the locks are handled by Samba directly inside.
Is this supporting
Ekkerts? No. We don't support at the moment, because is we set the information in metadata we ignore at the moment.
But with your Samba locking feature, let's say when I have one location using Samba to populate the file system, and I have another location using Samba, different location, then there's no locking anymore.
Yeah, we know. We have an idea to put a file or put metadata inside of the file to notify that this is locked from another location. Yeah, in the conclusion, this is one of the most problem that we have, and we work in different directory, and we use most for disaster recovery this solution at the moment.
There's also another problem about outlooks. When one client works with a file,
yeah, that's is Opilox, or better, is good if Samba control everything. No, that's your file system. This works very well from the branch office that have a separate bucket. But if you need the information of the branch office, you can read. This is an architecture at the moment. Yeah, we know.
I'm a little bit concerned when I see this. My experience is, for example, Photoshop is hammering on every single file to create Explorer previews. So easily, just one folder with 100 files, we get 30,000 transactions. And then the additional transactions you do with your HTTP S3 protocol.
You have to use a cache, and it's not good anyway for, because we will see. Yeah, or better, we'll see now. The bucket sharing is not safe because the model of S3, the consistency model of S3 is win the last. And you don't have way. You have to put something in your information to understand the lock or who is start to write on the S3. At the moment, another limitation is we have only Fuse, that means Linux, and a few other systems. It's not Fuse is it's supported on Mac, on also FreeBSD in a certain way, but not all operating system. Extended attribute and locks is not supported at the moment. And this is we work on that. When you change one byte, you have changed the entire file. You have to send the entire file to S3. This is for us is the bigger limitation. And on the other hand, the bandwidth of your network. We are a little bit lucky and because we have a very cheap connection in very high speed. For example, we have 100 megabits per second with 200 euro per month with the optical fiber. That's the bandwidth is a problem, but not so big for us. But we know that other countries are a problem. The price, probably this is a. Okay. The solution is good for a small company that you put everything in a single box, an expensive box, and this box can create a gateway. Because if you want to create a very large system, you spend a lot of money. This, you can make the calculation on calculator of Amazon. For example, 2 terabytes, you can spend 300 euro. And the price is composed by the storage that you use, but also the bandwidth that you use, in and out. Well, the plans, short-term plans is better user handling because we have some trouble on change the ownership and the ACL, more caching trigger to reduce the bandwidth, especially with the encryption. We want to encrypt all the data. And also the compression. This is the short term and is very important. In the middle term, we start thinking to move on VFS of Samba, that means it's spread around, but there are a lot of dependencies because you have XML dependencies, you have parser dependencies. We use S3FS use many external library. To understand better the locks problem, write only difference that split the file in a small chunk that will reduce the number of writes. And for the future, mix a local hard drive with a S3 hard drive that you copy the information you try to understand what you need locally and what you need in a remote site. This is the three main steps. We don't know because we do in the spare time or in time not used to the customer. The dream is to write the entire and complete solution based on our MySQL, that is the server. We don't know at the moment understand how to replicate the object between different instances. Could be with a file system, could be on application layer, because you don't have strictly dependencies between. But this is a more or less a dream. I don't know. The result of the project that we have no change on infrastructure. We have a shared disk because you can read also without Windows, because the URL base, the REST base, can permit you to retrieve the information from a command line, from a web URL, and we have a good disaster recovery because we put all the information on all the backup encryption. At the moment, we use more for backup, for snapshot in encryption way, and for some information that have to distribute across the company. Advantage, disadvantage, you pay for the storage used, but we saw that is not so cheap. We don't have administration task. We don't have a contract with the hardware. We don't have a lot of job that or problems if you have a storage inside. In special way, this is good for a remote site with no technical people. And you can test for free. I think you can understand if it worked for you. And for me, it's very good for backups. This is today is the best. Or for a single user, no. Disadvantages is a large file. Then Photoshop and video probably is not the best. And network performance, you are dependent on your network performance, no POSIX, and a lot of other that you already know. This is S3. We start rethinking about HDFS, and we have a small test in process, and we can use advantage, we can use very low cost hardware, and you have a very high level of availability, and you don't have all the problem on the network side. But HDFS is entirely write in Java, that is not so fast, and work very well for large file, but for small file you have a lot of overhead. Then probably it's good for large file like backups or a snapshot, but for a single file of a single user, perhaps it's not so good. That's all for the 10 minutes, right? I have a second part very quickly. Okay, 10 minutes left. We start to rethinking of management console. Management console is a console, is a web console, and the main reason was because we didn't find in the past a graphical user interface for handle Samba, but in special way we didn't have distributed management console to handle all the Samba server. The main advantage of Samba Management Console that retrieves information from all Samba installation and you can control in a single point. The design is you have a central point that is a Samba Management Console controller and that talk with a rich client, JavaScript base, and we have a node controller that is installed on the Samba server. What's new? We have changed the embedded server. Now we use Python, and now we use Tornado. We use SQL Alchemy for store all the information, and SQL Lite. We have all asynchronous operation now that is much faster. We have a new REST interface. Everything is made by GUI. You don't have a file to edit for the configuration. And we have now a function for multi-domain control. And we have integrated traffic analyzer. And also security check. We can check what is present on the machine, what is present in database. Then you can understand if there are some violation. We changed a little bit the REST call respected to last year, but is quite simple because everything is derived to resource in a REST way. What you need, Samba, at least Samba 3.2, because we use registry, that you have to change your configuration to registry, but we can import for you and upload the registry configuration. We import the file and upload. You need SQL in Python and Python at least 2.6. Public utility coming soon. Many sections are completed and so on. First previews will be at the end of May, probably in the beginning of June. Some piece of this interface is available to the guys over there, especially with the traffic analyzer. And this is the same or last year. That is good for automation, is good for cross-platform, because in Python is you can put an embedded device and so on, and you can extend without a problem, especially with ORM, with the SQL Alchemy interface. You can create your object and you can interact with the object without a problem. Okay, I think that's the two presentation we end.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? There were already questions during the talk. Any more?
So what have you considered as a way to manage multiple access to the S3 backend? Have you looked at trying to, because you're a distributed wide area, right? So you CCDB probably won't be the right answer, but
no.
Have you looked at anything?
No, or better, the CCDB is the best answer, sure, but means you have a direct connection to the old peer.
Right.
If you are distributed, you have. No, the idea is to a central point, S3, and you have the people at home or a branch office of two people and so on. No, have a small device that makes the translation for you. Then you have to use in some ways. Unfortunately, you don't have, but you have to use S3, probably the listen mechanism. Now you can put some trigger. It's not completely true. Probably this is the best. The first step would be to write some file, some information. But unfortunately, no, the last is the winner. No, that's we cover only the 50%, probably not the entire problem. But this is more simple to write a file or write a metadata. This is a problem. Yeah, the CCDB for me, is the best. But in my concept, in my structure, is not.
And I don't know that CCDB will work over the wide area. So that's a question that's open.
I think also you need some information stored on the storage.
I agree.
And it's not consistency. The S3 is not consistent anymore. This is all.
Any more questions? If not, thank you very much. And I'll call on our next speaker.